So this is the Angelic Team class on health. This is our last class, and this is September the 2nd, 2015. And we will begin by seeing if anybody has any problems connecting with their teams and doing that part of the work. So how are things going as far as connecting with your teams and all of that kind of stuff?
I talk to them all the time. I don't hear anything.
Okay, so you're still not hearing them. Okay.
Still not hearing, but trying. Maybe a couple times a day I'm trying to do it, I think.
Well, my team keeps sending me yellow butterfly. Every time I turn around, there's yellow butterfly.
So I see the same eyes, too. Yes.
Yeah. What are the yellow butterflies, Barbara? I don't know what they are.
Well, before you asked me, I think I knew. Because I usually see yellow butterflies, too. And for me, it's always just been a sign that my angels were there. It was a sign of the connection.
Okay.
And of the freedom that they're bringing into my life. But that's just my interpretation. Let's see if they want to tell me what do yellow butterflies mean.
Oh, hang on. Pardon me? Ay, 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 ay. Thank you. Hang on. Pardon me, please?
Okay,
go
so
where?
They're saying...
Inside. I don't want to go inside. I want to be outdoors. I'm leaving. Thank you. I'm sorry, everybody.
So you're in a restricted area, and you're not supposed to be outside.
I was just thinking how much I liked it here. And then Spirit saying, uh-huh. Well, you're going to move. Well, that's just peachy because I can't friggin' be after 9 anyway. Sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. All right. I'm going to go sit on the bloody curb. Well, good, because I was thinking, gee, it's a shame I'm moving. Well, maybe it isn't.
Oh, my Barbara. Goodness.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Okay. Apologize for the interruption.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here. Did Barbara get cut off, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I heard nothing.
Because I heard somebody go, look. Hello?
Okay, oh. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. That was so weird.
Get to the curb, Barbara.
I'm looking at the screen. I can see you guys are there. I'm there. I'm talking, and the little thing saying, you're not getting through. And I'm like, I'm telling you about yellow butterflies and love, and you disappeared on me. Okay, so everybody can hear me okay, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Because I got a new phone on Monday, So it should work better than the old phone, right?
You have to learn how to use it.
Phone. Nothing
okay.
here.
Okay.
Nothing here.
Okay, so was there anything else about working with your teams that we needed to do a little clearing on other than hearing them?
I think here is hearing them, and then I've been in a living situation that hasn't pleased me, and I've been feeling sorry for myself, and I keep asking for the most benevolent outcome and just praying so earnestly and with so much feeling. So now they sort of answered me and then turn everything upside down. So I guess we have to look at how to maneuver that. Or it's the beginning of
okay.
an answer. Yeah.
Well, we're going to work on clearing. We're going to work on clearing those things that we believe, therefore we keep looking for, therefore we keep finding. Because as long as we believe it and we look for it, we're always going to find it. So we're going to go all the way back to the root and stop believing and looking for it. So then we don't need to find it and we can see what else is there. Does that make sense?
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's start by activating the infinity healing energy. So if you guys would like to receive that, say yes.
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 And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the maximum during tonight's call? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And would you like an infinity healing for receiving the maximum during tonight's call? If so, say yes.
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 And would you give your soul permission to bring anything that it sees that you need to release or to incorporate into to provide you with infinity healing for those issues? So it's not just the stuff that we talk about, it's also the stuff that our souls feel is important. If so, say yes.
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 And take three nice deep, deep breaths and let it go. Okay. So sometimes we have issues in our lives, and while we're trying to release the issues, we begin focusing on the issues and noticing whether or not we've let it go, noticing whether or not it's changed, noticing whether or not, which means we're actually putting the energy into the issue. So would you like an infinity healing, giving yourself permission to truly let go, to surrender completely any issue that you have started the infinity healing on, so that it's not even something that you even casually think about, because you know that it is being taken care of, that God is dealing with it, and you completely and totally trust God? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. So would you like an infinity healing for surrendering the issue that you cannot hear your angels and trusting that God is taking care of it? If so, say yes.
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 Three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Nice.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Relax.
Okay. Don't get too relaxed now. I don't want anyone zoning out on us.
Mm.
So first we're going to deal with some stuff that's not related to health. And then I've gotten some information in email on health, and you guys can chime in with your own information on health. So first we're going to clear out some old stuff that's come up for some of us. So would you like an infinity healing for surrendering completely any need, any desire, any programming, any habits of staying in problems, and allow yourself permission to step into the solutions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing? Giving yourself complete permission to surrender and let go. Let go completely and forever of anything you see as a problem. And to trust that your angelic team is working to solve it. Is bringing you into the solution, is showing you inspired action that you can easily take every single step along the way. If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for surrendering all of those negative emotions, no matter how prominent they've been in your life or how much they've run your life, surrendering all of the guilt, all of the blame, all of the shame, all of the frustration. All of the need to control, all of the helplessness, all of the hopelessness, all of the bitterness, the loneliness, all of those negative emotions that bring you down to lower and lower vibrational levels that you don't need to be at. This is to completely surrender all of that, the habits of it, the beliefs in it, the conditioning, the programming, all of the past connected with it, to completely and totally surrender it, to place it into the hands of God, and to pull your hands away, put them down at your side, and never, ever, ever take it back. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting, completely allowing yourself to trust in your angelic teams, to trust in the Creator, to trust in your own heart, to trust God within you, to trust with every single aspect of your life, to completely and totally trust. Mm-hmm. If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing, allowing yourself to be okay with thinking in a new way, with feeling in a new way, with letting go of any and every single need to ever judge yourself, to ever blame yourself, to ever kick your own butt, to ever be in your own way, to ever make you an enemy in your own life? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does all that resonate with you guys?
Relaxing.
Seems to be rumbling around a little bit.
Okay, let me see what else. Okay, so one of the things that I had put on the group page in Facebook was a meditation on releasing lack. Did anybody do that meditation?
No.
Yes.
Okay. I would encourage you to do it. I thought we were going to be doing it tonight, but they had me put it on Facebook so that we'd have more time tonight. So I'm not sure what they have in mind for tonight, but apparently that's not part of it. But we are going to do one clearing statement that has to do with lack. So, would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that there is no lack in your life? You have unlimited possibilities and opportunities that are divinely orchestrated for you by your angels, your guides, all of the divine beings who are on your side. And whenever you are engaging with any of these possibilities and opportunities, you are filled with gratitude and joy just to be receiving. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. Now, if I can find the mouse on the screen, there it is. All righty. So, the issues that I've received have to do with having perfect eyesight, having a head full of nice, thick, long, luxurious, incredible, with no gray hair, healing of teeth, bones, and organs, having a toned, flexible body, being rejuvenated so that you feel and look like you're in your 20s, and listening to your body, listening to it as far as what it needs to eat, what it needs to rest, just instantly toned. instantly connecting, being tapped into your own body. So are there any other health issues that anybody wants to add?
If I may. Eating only when hungry and eating only the foods that are perfect for my body. And I guess also perfect teeth and gums and eyesight. Well, every cell in the body being in vibrant, brilliant health, perfect health. You know, it's always being grateful for that health and respecting my body.
Sit down.
Okay, anything else?
My brain disease. My cavernous mandioma malformations in my brain and my spine.
More oxygen to my brain. More memory.
Does that cover like emotional, mental and emotional issues?
I can sure I can write those down. Okay, anything else? So that's all. That's it for health. We've covered everything.
No.
Okay, hold on. You're giving me stuff.
Oh, okay.
All right, so is there anything else?
Peace and calm in the body and strong adrenals.
And thyroid, right, DC?
Mm-hmm.
Our thyroid problems that we have.
Yep.
Kind of, I don't know what that noise is. Hormonal imbalances. Oh my God.
Okay, they're not coming to get you, right?
Right. They did.
Yeah. Not today.
And Barbara, I'm just curious. I'm still itchy. I am still itchy since I spoke to you the other day.
So I don't know what I have to figure out what you have under your skin.
I think I have poison ivy.
poison ivy.
I walked the dog, and I think the leash is touching something itchy. I don't think it's really under my skin. I think it's on my skin. I think it's the dog.
Okay. So there must be something going on that made you attract poison ivy. Why did you attract it?
I attract everything. A big whodunit. Come on, Barbara.
Reason.
Really have.
Okay, what I'm going to put down itchy skin and see what I get.
You know, I get cystic acne, and I'm on antibiotics for cystic acne. Like, I have skin issues like DC does too. I don't even know why.
I'm getting rashes in places I don't normally get rashes. That's the weird part. So I don't know.
They put me on antibiotics, DC, for my face. I don't know either.
It's not even my face, my arms. It's like really weird.
Could that be a hormonal imbalance? I mean, I had them on my arms and my back and my in front of my neck too.
They gave me
steroid shots for that. I don't know.
Okay, we'll work on getting your hormones back into balance.
That would help.
Sleep issues maybe too? Sleep issues, weight issues?
Hmm.
A heavy heart. Not the physical heart, but the emotional heart.
Barbara, did you hear me when I said allergies?
No, but I heard you that time.
Yeah, that was nice and clear. That was a good one.
Okay.
Oh, I got one more. Can we also do strong feet and ankles and knees, because my break still isn't like really healed?
Shoulder and neck pain.
Well, I'm doing joints and tendons, which should cover all of the joints and tendons. We're also doing
that cover
bones.
Disc herniations and bulges and stuff like that.
Would that cover what?
Disc herniations and bulges, disc bulges and disc herniations.
Let me see how they want to handle that.
Okay.
That bone.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to start this. There's a meditation. Which do you want me to do first, guys? Okay, we're going to start this with a meditation. So get comfortable, and I'm going to put us into lecture mode. Then I'm going to unmute myself. So take some nice deep breaths, get comfortable, close. And you should be able to hear me now. Make sure it's me I unmuted. Yes, it was me. Okay. So just relax, close your eyes. Lean back and be comfortable. Take some nice deep breaths. And I want you now to go into your sacred place. Everybody has a sacred place. Yours may be in your heart. It may be below your heart, above it, to the right, to the left. It could be anywhere in your body, but you know where your sacred place is, so I just want you to go there. And when you get there, you will find your sacred pyramid. And this is a beautiful, beautiful pyramid with golden floors and crystal walls. And the peak at the top is a beautiful white crystal. So I want you to walk into your pyramid. And inside of your pyramid, in the very center, there's a crystal bed. And I want you to lie down on that crystal bed. And this is a comfortable crystal bed. It feels nice and warm and soft. And it's so wonderful to just relax on your crystal bed. And when you look up, when you're lying on that crystal bed, you can see that beautiful white crystal at the tip top of the pyramid. And now you're beginning to see the infinity healing energy coming down through that tip-top pyramid. And it's coming down and it's all around you, all through you. So every part of you is being bathed in this energy. Every breath you take is drawing this beautiful energy into you. And you are just one with the infinity healing energy. And now all of your angelic teams are coming and joining you in this pyramid. And they're forming circles around you, as many circles as they need to. And don't worry, the pyramid can accommodate every single one of them without any crowding of you. And just lay there and relax while they all come in. Because they want to be a part of this healing with you. Because you are so important to them. And they love you so much. And just breathe. So this will be a healing session. And so the innermost circle of angelic beings around you are holding different items for your healing. And the first angelic being is stepping up. And what they have in their hands is a golden harp. And I want you to just reach out and take the golden harp from them. And this is a harp which, when the music is played, and if you want to strum it, go ahead and strum it and just feel the vibration of the notes going into your body. And what this does is it brings your body into balance. And so each time you are stroking the harp, all of your muscles, your tendons, your joints, everything is coming into balance in your physical body. All of your organs, all of your systems, everything is just coming perfectly into balance. So as you are stroking this harp, you are allowing yourself to be totally in balance. In balance in every way it is possible to be in balance. And as you are coming into balance, all those old thoughts and beliefs you had about this ache or that ache, just melting away. Because it's no longer true. Any beliefs you had about anything being physically wrong with you are just melting away because it's no longer true. Because every part of your physical body is coming into balance right now. And this is continuing to happen as you stroke this harp. Play these notes. And each note resonates with you. And so just continue to play your lovely little golden harp. And feel yourself shifting. Feel yourself letting go. Letting go of the past and all those beliefs you had about your body. about what it could and could not do, how it did and did not feel, what was right about it, what was wrong about it, all of that stuff is just melting away. Because you are surrendering to the tones of the harp, to the beautiful angelic tones that are transforming your body. And just take a couple of nice deep breaths. And allow yourself to continue to change. Now this is your harp. So just lay it on your heart and allow it to go in. And as it melts into your heart, you see that there's now a shelf there in your pyramid, and the harp is on that shelf. So anytime you are feeling out of balance in any way in your life, you can simply come back to the pyramid, get your harp, and play it, and bring yourself back into balance. And now this angel is stepping back, and there's another beautiful angel stepping forward. And this angel is holding a cornucopia, a horn of plenty. And they're handing it to you, and you can see that this is filled with golden fruit. And it's not just golden fruit, it's all kinds of yummy things. This is for you to bring balance to your intake of nutrients. So whenever you are feeling that your body is out of balance as far as nutrition, you can simply come back to your pyramid and have a piece of this beautiful golden fruit. There's cheeses, there's meats, there's actually little candies and all sorts of little things. There's this one really juicy, it's like whenever you're thirsty, you can come and bite into it and all of this wonderful, incredible tasting juicy stuff will flow into you. So take this cornucopia. Oh, you can have a piece now if you want to. And then just take the cornucopia and place it over your heart and let it melt into you. And you can see it's now on the shelf next to the harp. It's a permanent part of your sacred pyramid. And just breathe. And as that angel is stepping back, another angel is stepping forward. And this angel has a box. And inside of this box, the angel is opening it up, and you can see that there's a beautiful mirror and a comb and a brush. So these are your magic mirror, comb and brush set. And whenever you feel that your hair needs to be thicker, longer, more luxurious, the perfect color, whatever it is you've decided about your hair, and this is hair anywhere on your body, you just come and open your box. Take out your mirror and look in it as you comb your hair, as you brush your hair, whichever one you prefer. And as you do this, it is restoring the balance to to all of your hair so that it can be strong, so that it can be healthy, so that it can be thick and vibrant and bounce and shiny and everything that you want it to be. So this is for you to sit and just, I'm getting a vision of a peacock, you know, just showing its beautiful plumage. So this is about your beautiful plumage. And so you can come anytime you want to. You can come every morning, every evening, whenever you want to. And just open the box. Take out your mirror and your brush or your comb. And just do your hair. And watch it changing and getting thicker and getting longer and healthier. And so when you're finished combing your hair, put everything back in the box. Put the box on your heart and let it melt in so it can move to the shelf. Just take a nice deep breath. And so that angel is now stepping back, and another angel is coming forward. And this angel has, it looks like a crystal bowl. And in this bowl, there's, looks like actually little crystal eyes, okay? And so these are for your vision. So you can come back here to the crystal pyramid and lie down on the bed, getting your bowl and taking these two crystal eyes, close your eyes and place the crystal eyes on your eyelids. And these are meant to strengthen and correct your vision. And you can do it right now while I'm talking to you if you want to, and just place the crystal eyes on top of your eyelids. And just feel the energy of those crystals. They kind of vibrate, kind of like they're throbbing almost, as they're resting on your eyes, and they're sending little pulses of healing energy into your eyes. And also in this bowl is this mask. It's almost like a layer of skin. That's kind of what it looks like. And if you like, the angels can put this mask over your face. Well, here, got the crystal eyes there. There's an opening for the eyes so it won't disturb them. And what this mask does is it drapes over your face all the way down onto the table. And it also covers your neck. And it sends energy into every part of your face and your throat. So if you need to heal your voice, let's say you have a cold or something and you want your voice to be stronger, you can put on this mask, and as it drapes over your throat, it's sending that same pulsating energy into your throat to heal it and clear it. It's also sending that energy into your sinuses, into your mouth, into your ears, into whatever part of you needs that extra energy. From the top of your head all the way down to below your collarbone. And so this can be like your personal spa treatment, you know. Just come and you lay on the crystal bed, put on the mask, put the crystals over your eyes, and just relax and let it work. And they're telling me that you can come every night before you go to bed. And, you know, you can strum the harp a little, comb your hair a little, have a piece of fruit, and then just lounge back, put on the mask and the crystals over your eyes and go to sleep. And just let it work on you all night while you sleep. And then you can notice the difference. And this is also not just working on your face, but also on your brain. Also sending those pulses into your brain, which will improve your memory, which will bring you the proper balance of oxygen into your head, your neck, the whole area. Even though it's not on the back of your head, it's still, the pulsing will go all the way to the back. So you don't need to worry about that. So whenever you're ready, you can take off the little crystal eyes and remove the little mask and put them back in the bowl. Set the bowl on your heart. Allow it to melt in. And go over to the shelf. And so that angel is stepping back, and another angel is coming forward. And this angel is carrying, looks like gloves and socks. The gloves are long. They would come all the way up to your elbow, it looks like, and the socks would come all the way up to your knees. And again, this is like a spa treatment for your hands and for your feet to relieve the stress of the day, to rejuvenize, youthanize your hands, your arms, your legs, and your feet, to just bring them back to that state of perfect health that they are meant to be in. And so you go ahead and slip them on, try them out, see how they feel. And they're so comfortable, and they're just kind of like a warm, fuzzy blanket for your hands and your feet and your arms and your legs. And you can again feel that energy, the pulsating energy. It's like getting a tiny little massage, and it feels so good. Just let yourself feel it for a moment. And now you can take off the gloves and the little socks, fold them up, put them over your heart, let them melt in, and go to their place on the shelf. And just see how you feel now that you've had all of these different parts of you revitalized, energized, opened up to the healing power that is within you. Because we're in your pyramid, in your sacred space. So these are your healing implements. And whenever you need to, you can simply come back to this place, go to the shelf, take off whatever item you need. Or you can simply lie down on the bed and ask your healing team to give you the full spa treatment. And then they will play the harp, and they will place their stockings and gloves and the mask and the little crystals in their place. And they will help you to just heal. So this is another way you can utilize your team, you can let them work with you in healing your body. Because perfect health is your natural state of being. And so all of the angels are now back in the circle. They've given you all the gifts that they're going to give you during this particular meditation. And they're all sending you lots and lots of love. So it's time for you to get up off of the crystal bed and walk back out the door. And now I want you to wiggle your fingers and your toes, open your eyes, move around, and come back to now. And I will put us back on our regular setting. Okay, is everybody here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. How did that feel?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm so relaxed now. It's like, oof.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay, so. Now, how do they want me to do this? Because we kind of did this. Okay, so I'm going to say some clearing statements, questions, however you want to look at this, and you guys can say yes, and we'll do the breathing thing. All right.
Okay.
So, would you like an infinity healing for releasing and completely surrendering any thoughts, ideas, beliefs, patterns, conditions that say that you have anything less than perfect? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for completely surrendering every thought, belief, pattern, habit, etc., that would have you believe for even 1 second that you are supposed to feel any older than 22 or look any older than 22? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And don't blame me when you get carded everywhere you go. And would you like an infinity healing for completely erasing and surrendering any belief, any thought, any pattern that would have you have a body that is anything less than fit, flexible, filled with energy and vitality, and looking absolutely gorgeous? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing that would completely clear out any beliefs that would keep you from going back to your sacred pyramid and having those spa treatments as often as you want to? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Thank you. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you honor the body in which you exist? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for completely surrendering anything and everything that would have you feel anything less than absolutely wonderful in every single moment? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Energized.
Refreshed.
Yeah. Nice and calm.
Okay, let's see. See if there's anything specific they want us to address, or they're saying that everything was taken care of with what we did, everything was taken care of with what we did. Okay, so everything was taken care of with what we did because it covered all of your system, all of your body, all of your bodies. So even your mental and emotional bodies will be taken care of during those wonderful spa things. And you'll be brought completely and totally into balance. So would you like an infinity healing? Giving yourself permission to accept that you have perfect health. If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. Is anything coming up for anybody that we need to clear on?
I have a terrible headache, and I'm in pain in my right hip. I don't know why.
Okay, let's see what they want to say about that. Oh, you're fighting the idea of actually being healthy. Why are you fighting it? What benefit do you get out of it?
I have no idea.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing any beliefs that you have to be less than healthy because you get benefits, whether you realize what the benefits are or not, or any way that you identify with being sick, that is part of your story, the story you tell to people for whatever reason you happen to tell it to people. If you'd like to let all of that go and completely and totally, truly surrender your health into the hands of the angels, then say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And three nice deep breaths. Three nice deep breaths. So how does your head feel now?
Well, it's my sister Dave.
I'm seeing this picture of angels doing battle with your headache. It's like they're trying to pull it out of there, but it won't let go.
Is it the tumor thing or no?
They're saying that there's no difference. Okay. What do they want us to do? You showed me an image of you taking your head off of your body, and I'm like, she can't do that. You know, it's not physically possible.
A good idea.
Okay. So I want you to imagine that your head has been removed from your body. You're perfectly fine. Your head is sitting there on this table, and there's this team of angels who are coming in, and they have all of these different implements, little saws and scissors, and look like pruning shears that you use for shrubbery. I have no idea what they're going to do with all this stuff. And so now they're standing around your head, and they unscrewed the top of your head, which I didn't realize your head unscrewed, but it does. And now they are going in with all of their implements, and they are taking out all of these little things and putting them in these little bowls. And they're clicking, and oh, my goodness, they're busy. And then there's another angel coming up. Well, there's a lot of angels, so there's plenty to take care of. There's another angel coming up, and this angel has it looks like really fresh brain. That's what it looks like. It looks like really fresh brain.
Barbara, okay. I'm getting the image like psychic.
You're getting the image of what?
Psychic surgery. They're taking the tumors, I think. Cutting away the tumors.
Yeah. Right,
so
right.
They're taking out all of that stuff that she doesn't need.
As we're talking, Dr. Wayne Dyer is with us.
But you know what? I've donated my brain to the Maryland Brain Bank for them to take my brain when I die for research.
So I'm doing it right now because it's being fixed.
They're going to put my brain on a table when I die. For real.
That's okay. And I did tell Michelle a while back that it's going to be better.
Yeah, I'm seeing that they're really working at this and clearing this out. So, Michelle, I don't know what you're feeling, but they're working on this. And they're putting in fresh, healthy brain tissue.
Yes.
It's from my brain stem down my spinal cord as well.
Well, they know exactly where everything is, and they're just taking care of it all. And they're putting in fresh, healthy tissue. Mm. Okay, and they've used up that whole big bowl of brain that they brought in, so you got a lot of brain in you now. And they're screwing the top back on your head and putting it back on your shoulders. And everything is connected back out. Okay, so they're saying that this it will take a little while for you to incorporate this. That, you know, if you went to the doctor tomorrow, he'd probably still find that there was stuff there. But this has started the process of incorporating all of this new material into you and letting the old stuff go. So you should notice that you are feeling better every day. Okay, do you have any questions about any of that? Since you just had brain surgery.
Yes, she did.
I don't want to have brain surgery.
Well, you just had angelic brain surgery, so you're okay.
It was psychic brain surgery, hon. It was beautiful. And Dr. Wayne Dyer was with you. He was standing there the whole time.
Wow.
Okay.
Vocals.
Anybody else have anything?
Barbara, I have. I do have one. The itching that I had is going away, as you were doing the clearing.
Uh-huh.
And I'd also like to ask a clearing for my dog. I think my dog takes on our issues, and she itches with me.
Hmm.
She itches with me, and we both sit and itch.
She has a strong connection to you.
Yeah, I want to just clear the itch part of it. I don't think it's fair, you know. She doesn't have to take that on. I tell her.
Let's see.
Not to take on those our issues.
Okay. They're working on your little doggy.
Okay.
Okay. The dog should not need to itch anymore. Oh, yeah. The dog's happier, too. Yeah. Although now I'm itching. Okay.
She had me going crazy. I was giving her Benadryl and putting stuff in her ears, stuff all over her. I was going really, really crazy.
But if you realize that it was because of her connection to you, then you should have been working on letting go of your need to itch, which would have taken care of her need to itch.
Mm. Yeah. I was so caught up in being itchy, I couldn't help it. But you know what? I just have to say, Barbara, I'm just, like, so amazed because, like last week when you were saying, like, you know, like about the angels and everybody was so intent on hearing these angels, that's when I did I did share the message from, you know, from Dr. Dyer and everything on Monday. And I just looked before our class. On Twitter it said, thank you so much for the outpouring of love for Dr. Wayne Dyer. And then under there it says, I can see clearly now. And I put that was in my channeled message, that I want to thank everyone for the outpouring of love that they have shown. And then the next paragraph is, I can see clearly now. So it's the same exact message that I, you know, I put, you know, on Facebook. They put, like, those words in the exact order on Twitter a couple hours ago.
Mm. Wonderful.
I think that was just like a synchronicity for me, just saying, yes, you are, you know, hearing what you're hearing.
Mm. Well, you already knew you were hearing what you were hearing.
Yeah, but when you see the
doubt yourself.
Yeah, but when you see it, like, you know, the same exact words that I wrote, that they wrote on Twitter, like, you know, I wrote it on Monday. You know, and then they just wrote it on Twitter today. It was like, oh, my goodness. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is. Okay, does anybody have anything else?
No.
So everybody's satisfied with the health stuff that we did, right?
Well, you know, actually, mosquitoes and bites and itching. I just got a bunch of them. And this whole summer I've been bit more than I have in a long, long time. But tonight when I was outside, I just got a lot of them.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing you from the false belief that every mosquito that sees you has to bite you because you are the only source of good blood that there is. If so, say yes.
Yep.
And would you like an infinity healing to surrender the whole idea that mosquitoes will bite you? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for surrendering the whole idea that mosquito bites have to itch? If so, say yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And just a little side note, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if you have a mosquito bite that's itching and you have some lavender oil, put a dab of lavender oil on it, and the bite will stop itching.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Okay. So is there anything else? You guys are just too easy.
You're amazing, Barbara. Thank you.
Yeah,
I have one question. I wasn't able to make the first class. And I just wanted to know, there was, Bell talked about you, like the angels handed us keys in the first class. I don't know, like I have to listen to that segment because I didn't listen to it yet. But I had where I would connect it with Benjamin Franklin, and he handed me a key, and then Michelle told me about the first class with the keys. So I was just, wondering, like, about the keys.
Well, the key that you got from Benjamin Franklin was a different key. You need to listen to that, because that was part of our meditation, where we were receiving gifts from the angels, and the key was one of the gifts.
Okay.
And they're like, we have our key, so they're waiting so they can give you your key.
Now listen, everybody's handing me keys.
That's cool.
Maybe
that's
somebody will give you a nice key ring.
Wow, DC, you're so funny.
Scare myself at times.
So funny. You make me laugh, DC. Even when I'm crying,
so, is there anything else that anybody needs?
Sorry.
I
don't know
people
why.
People around you are awfully chatty.
I'm still crying from the brain thing. I don't know why I'm crying. I have been crying for days now.
But I did tell you, Michelle, your brain would get healed.
I know, so this
is like really amazing.
You
that we're together while this.
I know, you told me months ago.
And
just like
you need to make sure that you don't try to stop it.
Okay.
I
wanted me to make sure that you heard that. Do not try to stop them from healing you.
Okay.
I don't know why you would try to stop them from healing you, but they think that you actually might.
Yeah, Michelle, they no longer serve you, hon. Those brain tumors no longer serve you, and you've got to, you've realized that. You have so much that you have to do and, help the world. Now it's time to let go of them.
Okay, then we will do our finalizing questions, mm-hmm. and then we will actually do a manifestation process. So after finalizing questions, I'll ask you guys if there's anything else, because after the manifestation process, you're probably not going to want to talk. Okay. So are you willing now to allow God to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next levels and share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, and significant others in all lives, in all spaces, in all times, and in all dimensions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And are you willing to allow the Creator to include in this infinity healing more than what we know to ask for, so we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And are you willing to have all of these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite ease and grace, so that this energy will continue until all core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for your highest good? It says, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And are you willing to just let everything go, to completely and totally surrender to God and allow God to do God's work? And trust that you will receive and easily follow inspired action every single step along the way. If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And take a couple of nice deep breaths. And now we say to our wonderful, beloved Creator, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, any final comments from anybody?
Thank you so much, Papa.
You're always welcome, you know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put us on lecture mode again, and mm-hmm. I'm going to do the infinite manifestation process. And then I will bring you back at the end, just in case there's anything you want to say. And I don't expect anybody to say anything. Just
okay.
So you'll know. So you might want to drink some water before we do this, and we will begin. Okay, and so I want you to just relax, close your eyes, and feel into your emotional being. Now, while you are feeling your being, allow it to feel the feeling of I am wealthy. I am successful. I am healthy. I am loved. I am connected. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I am magnificent. Feel the energy of I am alive. I am fantastic. See an image of you being beautiful and wonderful and wealthy and successful and healthy and loved and loving and so blissful. Just fill your entire being with wealth, health, vitality, beauty, confidence, joy, bliss, as you are so magnetic to your highest good. Everything that is for your highest good is coming into your life. It cannot stay away from you. You are so magnetic. all of the wonderful things in life. Because you know that you are so worthy. You are deserving. You are good enough. You feel so magnificent. You just take a nice deep breath. Oh, you just feel so amazing in your own body as you honor and respect your body. You feel this incredibly deep love for yourself. You know that everything you desire is possible and happening right now because you are incredibly magnetic. And you are attracting everything you desire into your life. And this incredible energy is building with each breath that you take. And you can feel this amazing energy spreading to every single cell in your body, every organ, every system, every chakra. You can feel it spreading into your auric field. And let it spread into all of your bodies, your emotional being, your physical being, your mental being, your energetic being, your spiritual being. Just take a nice deep breath and let it get even stronger. And this energy is so strong, so intense that you can't just keep it in you. And it is now spreading into the entire city that you live in. And it is blessing everyone that it connects with. And as it spreads and it connects, it gets stronger and stronger. And now it's spreading and blessing those in the whole country that you are in. And you can feel this energy getting stronger and stronger and more intense. Now this energy is spreading those blessings out to the whole planet, blessing every single being and everything in this world, including the world. And now we are putting out a powerful prayer and intention that all beings on this planet will know who they truly are, that they will know that they are loved. We are creating that every being will know themselves in the way that the Creator sees them. They will feel beautiful and magnetic to what they truly desire, the way that God has created them to be, the way that God has created you to be. And God loves us all so much that God will provide for us everything that we desire every second of every day, providing for us and proving to us ongoingly and never-endingly how worthy and deserving and valuable we are. God will prove to us that we are good enough, that we are deserving. God will prove this to us over and over and over again, and we will begin to see this proof. We will feel this proof. We will know this proof. We will live this proof. And everything and everyone around us will be affirming and confirming the truth of who we are, that we are worthy. We are loved. We are magnificent. We are incredible. We are unstoppable. We are powerful. We are everything we desire to be. and there is nothing that can stop us. And there is no chance we will ever forget, as God is always guiding us to see not only our inner beauty, but guiding us to see the beauty in all things, in all beings, in all circumstances. Our eyes are now open, and we are giving ourselves permission to see, to feel, to know, to be. God is making us open to seeing all of the coincidences and the synchronicities and all of the blessings and all of the miracles that unfold in our lives from this second and moving forward. And if you would like to receive all of this and more, just say yes. And take some really deep breaths. Just be in this incredible energy. As you are accepting this gift from our beloved Creator to you. And if anybody needs to say anything, you can say it now.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, have a wonderful night. And thank you so much for taking part in this whole course.
Oh, thank you.
Let me know what happens in your lives.
Will do.
Okay.
Thank you. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings. Bless you
good
all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.